Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children who hailed from 14 states and union territories were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu paid homage to the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas. She highlighted that this day is observed every year to honor the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh. President Murmu also urged everyone to share these achievements on a large scale using different mediums to spread awareness among all citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembers the unparalleled bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas on Bir Bar Divas today. He said that their sacrifice is a shining example of valor and a commitment to one's values. PM Modi also remembers the bravery of Mata Gujri Ji and Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The Health Ministry today said that the number of annual malaria cases declined from 7.5 crore at the time of independence to 20 lakh by 2023, with over a 97% reduction. India has exited from the World Health Organization's high burden to high impact group in 2024, signifying a turning point in its fight against malaria. In 2023, zero malaria cases were reported in 122 districts across various states. India is making strides in its march toward a malaria-free nation while setting global benchmarks in public health. The government is working with the vision of achieving malaria-free status by 2030 with comprehensive and multi-pronged strategies like the National Framework for Malaria Elimination and the National Strategic Plan for Malaria Elimination. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, participated in the 100th birth anniversary celebration of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee, former Prime Minister of India, at Dr. Ambedkar International Center, New Delhi, on 25th December. The governor paid tribute to late Vajpayee and recalled the contributions of the former Prime Minister towards the nation in the function, which was organized by Gandhi Smriti and Darshan Samiti, New Delhi. He said that late Vajpayee was a distinguished parliamentarian and stalwart leader who served as a member of both houses of parliament for 4 decades. He said that he was a versatile genius who was a skilled politician, poet, sharp thinker and an excellent orator. Highlighting infrastructure development projects initiated by late Vajpayee, the governor said that the Golden Quadrilateral Highway project was initiated to connect India's major industrial, agricultural and cultural centers. The Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh, IFCSAP, is celebrating its Silver Jubilee from December 26th to 28th at IG Park, Itanagar. The event themed Honoring Our Ancestors, Celebrating Our Faith and Inspiring Future Generations marks 25 years of preserving the state's indigenous faith and cultural heritage. The celebration will feature traditional dances, rituals, exhibitions and local cuisines. Dignitaries including the Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Arunachal Governor, Chief Minister, Ministers and MLAs will attend the event. This milestone highlights IFSCAP's journey and commitment to promoting Arunachal's vibrant indigenous traditions and uniting its diverse communities. Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society President Padma Sri Y.D. Thongchi has been named as the winner of the prestigious Assam Publication Board Literary Award 2024 today. In a press release issued by Assam Publication Board Secretary Pramod Kalita informed that Mr. Thongchi has been selected for the award for his short story book Dhor Aru Onnanyo Golpo, published in the year 2021 by Banalata Publication House, Guwahati. This award contains citation and a cash prize of ₹5 lakh. The award will be conferred on Mr. Thongchi on 31st January at Guwahati during the ongoing Assam Book Fair 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.